The first part of Fight Back, Fight For refers to Latino efforts to block or push back against already passed laws they consider anti-immigrant and anti-Latino. Fight For looks towards the future. The 2010 census shows the majority of people in Texas are from a minority race, but the percentage of minority elected officials isn't representative of that. Antonio Gonzalez is president of the William C. Velasquez Institute, which works to improve Latino political participation. He says that can be corrected through redistricting.
Everybody just did incumbency protection in the 2000 census. And I think that's far less likely in 2010 across the country, because certainly the ethnic minorities learned that if you protect incumbency, you're basically losing the opportunity to gain representation for the minority communities.
Texas gets four new congressional seats thanks to its rapid population growth. The Latino groups at the Congreso say the new census data strengthens claims that three of those seats should be drawn as majority Latino districts. Co-organizer Lydia Camarillo said there's also opportunity in the Texas House and Senate. Camarillo is with the Southwest Voter Registration Project.
If we reapportion it and we're trying to represent, and we are really making a point of making sure that Latinos and communities in this state are represented according to what the law says every 10 years, that means we'll gain at least two new Senate seats that are drawn majority Latino and anywhere from 4 to 8 House seats.
Camarillo said Latino groups are prepared to take their case for increased representation on the new election maps to the courts. Redrawing maps that way could mean more races in 2012 in which non-Latino incumbents would run in districts with a majority Latino population. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.